Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox. And tonight, my co-host is Janet Renner.
Hello, hello.
Are you there? Oh, yeah. Come on. You didn't say anything. Yes, Terry is off celebrating, living in the present moment at Disneyland. And we were trying to figure out if she could get on the call there, but fireworks is at 9 o'clock. So it's kind of loud. So she is enjoying fireworks right now.
That lucky girl.
And yeah, I know. Disneyland fireworks, amazing. So she's definitely living in the present moment, and we will be too, as we get into the subject for tonight, which is step 6, present moment. And we're going to be talking, our focus is going to be on stop avoiding. So that means, you know, letting go of whatever you might be afraid of letting go of, excuses, expectations, you know, old bad habits, whatever might be keeping you stuck, to stop avoiding letting go of those things and move forward. So, but first, as always, we're going to check in with each other. And
yes.
It's been a little while since you've been on the show. So what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
You've been up to a lot.
I have been. Well, I have, yes. If you follow, as you have followed me on Facebook. It seems like I've been up to a lot. No, I have been. However, I was on a call earlier tonight, and my whole thing has been, like the last few months, has been all about getting present and being willing to just be present, like really show up, like we are on this call. Like, really just being here now. And when we're just here and connecting on the call and having this conversation, it's like we are. We're just here with each other. We're not thinking ahead. We're not thinking behind. We're not thinking about the past. We're just here. Because we know that there's listeners that want to know, that are listening in, that perhaps we're going to find something. But it's not even that. It's like just the opportunity to reconnect with you. And so I'm very, very grateful to be able to be on this call again and just to really be on this call with you. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Present is such a powerful thing. Like, when we can truly be present, I love, like, what you wrote. It's letting go of our expectations, our excuses, our worries, and moving forward. And yet, it's letting go, but it's also, when you're truly present, all that kind of melts away, because we don't have space in our mind, because our mind is completely filled with just being here now. In this moment. And so when we can be here like we are right now, it's like there are no distractions. We're taking the 30 minutes to just, we're giving us a gift to ourselves and each other by just being here. And in the day-to-day life, and you, Kelly, with, you know, all your kids, right? And your whole busy life, right? Oh, my God. What a challenging environment. And we all have challenging environments to stay, to allow ourselves that gift of being present, of just being in that moment. And like when we're in it, it feels easy. For me, it feels life is easier. And when I'm not, that's when my mind goes a little, you know, runs away. And it's fascinating. It's like, do you know the time, like, we're on Facebook or playing games on the computer or playing games, whatever. And it's like, what is it? Like, I ask myself, what is it that I'm doing? No, part of me just wants to blank out. But really, do I? You know, do we want to blank out? Maybe for sometimes, but if we really looked back at the entire day, do we really want to blank out as much as we do?
Yeah.
So that's the thing I've been working on. That was a really long-winded answer. Sorry. How are you doing?
It's all good. I even said the 30-minute warning for the show tonight, I said, you know, Janet's on the call, so you know we're going deep. Yeah.
Whoopsie.
But, yeah, I mean, I totally get that. I mean, I think that in all of our lives, we're given opportunities to have those moments of being present, and we can take them or we can push them away and stay busy. I think that that a lot of the time I'm online because I'm trying to stay busy. I watched this video on Facebook, because I'm always on Facebook, see? So I watched this video on Facebook about the difference between a woman's brain and a man's brain, and it was kind of like being explained by in a funny way. And he described the woman's brain as just is where everything is connected to everything and it's just going all the time. And I feel like that. I feel like my brain is going all the time, and I feel like if I can, play my game on my phone, or I can, focus on Facebook, that it's like I'm slowing my brain down and I'm focusing on one thing. But what could I accomplish if I slowed my brain down and I focused on something actually productive? I do feel like I am, to a certain degree, getting things from Facebook. But I think that we can do that in a short amount of time instead of spending as much time on Facebook as, you know, I do or certain people do. And I think that usually the moments that are presented to me are presented by, the things that I worry about, which are my kids. So, you know, you take that moment to, you know, have a tickle war with Hazel, or, you know, to, you know, try to understand, you know, Liam and his new vocabulary and him trying to express himself and tell you what he wants and have a conversation, even though he's, you know, it might be where he's asking you, where is daddy, you know, six times. It's having taking the time and, you know, and investing it in those things that you really care about. And for me, that's my kids, that's, you know, and then besides that, it's, you know, my friends or building my business or reaching out and offering support, the things that, you know, that feed me. And I think that that's another thing that I've been kind of becoming more aware of, is that you don't really get fed from the past or the future. If you're feeling empty, it's because you're spending your time in those locations. The only way that you're going to be able to fill yourself up, you know, fill the gas tank or however you want to refer to it, is by being in the present. The present is the only place where you can get that that fuel or food for your soul or your body or however you think of it, to fill yourself back up and then to engage in activities in a place of being full instead of a place of being empty. And that has been, I think, a huge eye-opener for me because I tend to just give, and I don't worry about necessarily in the moment of giving, you know, getting filled back up. But you have to have that moment where you set the boundary and you say, okay, I would love to help you more. I would love to support you or whatever it may be, but I need to fill myself back up before I can do that. And that filling back up is done in the present moment.
I love it. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and so how do you, when you notice that you're not being present, what are things that you do in order to bring yourself into the present?
Usually I try to connect with a person. That's the easiest thing for me because I always have little people around me. You know, so I'll engage in a conversation with one of my daughters, or I'll you know, talk to my son, or, you know, play a game with, you know, one of my other daughters or something to that effect. But other things that I do to kind of help myself shift is to think, okay, what's one productive thing I could do right now? And that kind of gets me out of my head doing something. And then when you know, when I'm either done doing the, like, start a load of laundry or, you know, whatever it might be, that kind of gets me in the motion of moving and, you know, being on task or, you know, thinking about exactly what I'm doing in that moment. And that helps me to shift out of, you know, being worried about something or beating myself up about something. What's something you do?
Yeah. That, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard me take that big deep breath, but that's a huge thing I do. And most of the time I'm not even conscious of it. Like, it's just very grounding for me to, you know, take the big, deep breaths. The other is just like you. It's like reaching out and connecting with people, especially if they need, support.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to get me, support myself in being more present, like getting out of my own way. And I think when connecting with others too, like if I'm struggling myself, if I can support them and they're sharing their vulnerability, that eases for myself my own fear of, in case, you know, someone were to see my vulnerability, right, by seeing someone else. So that's another way. Yeah, I loved listening to Elaine Glass last week and just what she had to say, right? And so much of that, I mean, that so much of just getting quiet. You know, just quiet and getting quiet, so it quite detaching from the stuff going through our mind, bebops from one place to another.
Yeah.
And just being willing to, you know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, Terry was talking, because Terry is a very can't sit down type person. She's mm-hmm. very, you know, project to project, you know, thing to thing. She has herself, you know, fully booked. And so one thing that she has been working on and noticing this year is that she's been allowing herself to create space for herself. Mm-hmm. So she's had mm-hmm. time to sit, to think, to say, okay, what am I needing? What am I wanting? And she was able to really discover what she truly wanted, and then, you know, kind of shift her goals and her her ideas, you know, about what she was doing on a daily basis to fit that what she really wanted. And I think that mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's really it's really amazing for her. Because she doesn't really yeah. always allow herself, you know, the space to do that. For me, I think too much, I think. But, and so for me, you know, I think getting up and doing is a little bit more powerful for me. But I think in my thinking, it's silencing those other thoughts, you know, the fear-based thoughts that come in and try to drown out my inner voice or my intuition or whatever you call yours. And so it's a process of really paying attention to what the voices are saying and, you know, learning the difference between what freedom is saying and what fear is saying, and pushing out the fear-based thoughts and really getting clear on what my freedom is saying or what my intuition is saying. And I think for me, that's where the challenge lies. It's not necessarily finding the time to listen. It's listening to the true voices and not the ones that are trying to deceive me and trick me and keep me from moving forward towards what I ultimately want. Mm-hmm. So it's knowing how you work and, you know, going about it in the way that works for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, like for you, you know, possibly doing laps, you know, and what's going on in your head while you're swimming, or not laps necessarily, because you do like long distance ocean swims and stuff like that. But, you know, I remember because I was a swimmer in school, and just when you're, you know, we had to do like 30 something laps just as a warm up. So, you know, I remember doing that and like, you know, you're just in there in the water. You can't talk to anyone. It's just you. And, you know, your ears are under the water for part of the time and it's quiet. And so you have that time as you're just, you know, as you're just, you know, swimming to think. And so I wondered if that's, you know, a powerful thing for you.
When I swim, it gets me single focused because I actually get very tuned into just one thing, and that is how I feel as I'm moving through the water and constantly trying to adjust it to find my where I feel most fluid in the water. So I'm constantly hyper aware of that. Where I get so that I feel like my brain is processing and filing and, you know, decluttering is when I go, like I used to do a lot of walking and for a couple hours at a time. And when I walk and I go early, like before, you know, all the hustle and bustle. And when I would walk, and it's quiet. And I wouldn't have a headset on or anything because I actually started out like that, and then it was too much noise. And when I got rid of that and just walked, it was fascinating because my brain would just do its thing, and I wouldn't attach to anything. Like, it wouldn't, it would just, like, it was like a movie. Everything would just, you know, the different frames would just go through. And by the time I was done with my walk, it was like peaceful because all the chatter was gone.
And could move
forward. So it was a way of being present but not attaching to it, being present within my own mind, being present within my own, not even in my own mind, just in my own body and spirit, and just letting the mind, like, exhaust itself or fire itself so that everything was, you know, all that chatter was gone. Like, it filed. It's like literally my day was set, and then I was so much clearer for the rest of the day. You know, just knowing, you know, what, not just what I wanted to do, but how I wanted to be and how I'd show up, just way more relaxed and calm. And just,
would you speak out loud, or would you just?
Would I talk out loud? No, I wouldn't say a word. Just my mind would just go. And it's literally like I would feel like my brain was just filing all the crap that it didn't need to throw out at me. And it's like I would just, it would just go to the forefront. Here I am. And then it would go away. The next thought going to the forefront. Here I am. And it would then be filed. You know, it's like, okay, on some level I would be acknowledging it, but I wouldn't attach to it. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It worked for me. Yeah.
Do you still have that practice or?
No, I don't. I don't. No. So
do you do something different now?
Well, practicing with there's that breathing. Basically slowing myself down. For me is a huge thing. So that I can really take a moment and tune in within to filter, sift through all the crap to get to out of my head and into within. Because for me, when I'm in my head, I am not present. That's me. Not everyone is like that. And so whatever I can do to bring myself there. Yeah, and, you know, it changes. It's not just, I think the more tools and ways that we can tap into to figure out how to bring us back into the present, the better, the better, the more often we'll be able to stay in the present. So, because the more we do this work, it's like, you know, the more aware we become of not being in the present or being in our fear, or, you know. And it's, and it seems like it happens so much quicker to be able to shift.
The awareness happens sooner.
Huh?
The awareness happens sooner.
Yes, exactly.
Mhm.
Exactly. It seems like there's more awarenesses. You know, there's more of everything. There's more choices.
Yeah. I think that's what I love doing this show, and I'm so glad that we continue to do it another year, is because it's at least one time a week where I'm completely focused and centered and present on fearless living and freedom and, you know, supporting that in my life. And because I start my week with it, you know, because it's every Monday night, so I start my week with it every week, and then during the week I'm thinking about, you know, the show, I'm thinking about, you know, our listeners, I'm thinking about how is this, you know, particular step affecting me, affecting, you know, Terry, affecting our listeners. My husband is, you know, always listening, so, you know, I get to see, you know, how the calls affect him, you know, in a, you know, up in person type of way. And it just ups my awareness level tremendously than before I was doing the show. And then I'm like posting things on our Facebook page all the time. I'm updating our website. This has me constantly involved in what I want to be involved in. And that's what I love about it. And I think that it definitely keeps me present. And last year when we started this, when we got to step six was when I was doing all of these adventures. I was going to New York, and we were going on adventures here in California. And one of the things that I really learned about that is that before that happened, I never thought that those things would be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
when I allowed that, you know, when I let go of that falsehood, and I took opportunities that were presented, I had so many adventures, amazing adventures. And, you know, this year, you know, we have adventures planned again, you know, and it's like we have this whole different mindset around what our life can be. You know, it doesn't have to be this, struggle. There can be fun, and there can be adventures, and there can be travel. And it can be whatever we create, you know, our lives to be. And I think that that's a gift that present moment gives to you. It gives you the ability to see the possibilities in the day and the opportunities in the moments that are presented. And so you're more living your life than, just existing or passing time. And I think that that's the one of the best gifts for me of present moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When we can
be present moment, it's so much more fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah. So much.
Life is rich and full. Yeah. Absolutely. I
yeah.
love it. And yeah, more happens.
Well, yeah, because you're actually engaged in your life. And I think that that's the biggest difference is before, you know, you go day to day, you took everything day to day, but you took it, or I should say I took it in a way that was surviving. And, you know, like I'm surviving day to day. And now I look at life more as I am looking for the opportunities and the possibilities and the adventure in each new day. I'm still living day to day, but I'm just seeing it through totally different eyes. And I think that that's definitely a gift of present moment. And it's exciting. You know, and if you find yourself back in that survival mode, you know, it's just, okay, well, if you were able to see it one way, you know, you can get back there. And it's just finding a way back to, you know, your joy or filling yourself up or, you know, what are those things that get you excited about life? But unfortunately, we are out of time. What is your final thought that you would like to share with us tonight?
My final thought is when you think of present moment and being able to truly give yourself that gift, it's about slowing yourself down and just being. And when you do, then like what you just said, it's like you go from surviving to thriving.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not present, we can't thrive because we're not there for it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Janet. I always love having you on the show. It's just,
thank you, Kelly. You
help me fill myself up. So I thank you.
Yes, and likewise. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. And next week we will continue the conversation on present moment. We'll be wrapping up the month. And then with that, we'll have a new month and a new tool. And Elaine Glass is coming back next month. And we have some other people we have lined up to share their wisdom with you. It's very, very exciting. I'm updating the website. And we're going to have lots of information and goodies on there for you. We thank you so much for coming and joining us each week. And we always say to come back and to have a fearless week. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Janet.